Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Lee Mirabal, who have to read this one.
This segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. You know, when it comes to returns, some sellers are extremely apprehensive.
They are.
But there's no need to be, Griff.
There's no need.
Patty Whitlock is here now to tell us why. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller, the shopping mom, too, all one word. Patty, welcome. Why is taking returns a good thing?
Talking about returns is somewhat a delicate issue with some sellers. Oh, by the way, hi, guys. How you guys doing?
Doing peachy.
Some sellers do not like to take returns, and I think that they're missing a great opportunity to get more business. Let's face it, a lot of stores, brick and mortar or online, take returns. And the easier you make it for your customer, the happier the customer will be. And we all know that happy customers translate into more business and more business and more money, to more money.
So are sellers being left behind when they don't accept returns?
Well, I believe they are because of the fact that all the big stores are taking returns. Some are adding 90 days return policy time, and times are changing, and we are sellers need to change too. So maybe, you know, the one person or the sellers that do not take returns start with a 14-day return, although I don't think that that's, you know, that great of a deal, but I don't recommend it. But if they have to start somewhere, let's start with the 14 days. But I will go for the 30 days. Don't do all your listings. Do a few and see how it goes. If you get a return, I can almost guarantee you that the second time you list the item, it will sell right away and sometimes for even more money. It is the universe rewarding you for doing the right thing. You set the rules.
We love those rewards.
All right. You set the rules. You can add a restocking fee. You choose if you pay return shipping or if the buyer will pay return shipping. So, you know, it's up to you. And also, you know, it's hard to buy online. You can't touch the item. You can't try it on. You know, especially if you purchase clothes in particular. Yes, adding measurements is good. But then there is the fit, the color, the maybe I don't like it how it looks on me or looks on the shelf. It was too tall. There are a million reasons why something that you buy online won't work. Offering a return policy and a no-hassle return policy sets you apart from a lot of sellers that do not do the returns. It gives the buyer a sense of security, especially if it is a big purchase. That buyer might be willing to pay a little bit more for your item because you offer a no-hassle return policy. Griff sells rugs. What about if I go ahead and I buy a rug, okay, from Griff, and I can't, you know, he gave me the measurements and everything, okay, but it gets in the house, and I put it down, and I just, it doesn't fit. It just, I don't like it, okay? It's not what I thought it would be. I could go ahead and go back to Griff, and I could go ahead and ask him to take it back, and he will.
Yeah, I will, and that's, absolutely. I will.
And
yes.
It makes you feel more comfortable buying from him because you know if it doesn't work in your living room, you can return it. So how will eBay protect you if you take returns?
Okay, so, you know, eBay will be there for you. Trust me. I speak from experience, okay? I just had a return the other day. The buyer failed to include all the parts. I always open my returns in front of a USPS postal worker, and I take pictures sometimes. I contacted the buyer immediately, and then I informed them that the item was not all there, but then the buyer never replied. So I had to get eBay involved, and I uploaded the pictures that eBay requested, and I added information on the case details. eBay stepped in, took care of the problem. eBay gives you the tools to protect yourself, and you have everything documented. They will stand by you. Okay, there's no ifs and buts about it. Okay, I don't believe in, oh, eBay didn't help me out. Okay, you have to have tools in place. They have tools in place. You have to have your information in place, and you have to be consistent, and you have to document the stuff, and eBay will stand by you.
How many returns do you take personally every year?
you know, a long time ago, my dad asked me this question, and I was mad that I was going to have to take a return. It was a big, huge return. And he looked at me and said, Patty, how many returns do you take per year? I said, not many, maybe less than 12. He then said, and you are willing to lose business by not taking returns at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because of a possibility of a few? How can you avoid having a problem, taking a return? If there's steps that you can go ahead and do to protect yourself, you can follow best practice, you know. You can open the package in front of a carrier. If there is a discrepancy, write it down and take pictures. Reach out to the buyer first. Be nice. Be nice. That's the main thing. And inquire what happened. Maybe the buyer didn't, maybe they were packing the item, like my buyer, maybe he was packing the item and the baby came in and they got distracted and they just threw the stuff inside the box and they forgot the other item. It, you know, it happens. Life happens, you know, so you have to be like, you have to be nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, eBay will help you, and they take returns very seriously, and there are policies in place on how returns should be done, you know. And by taking returns, you know, you instill security and trust. The buyer is taking a leap of faith purchasing from you. So it is your responsibility to make him or her feel safe.
To the person listening to this right now, mm-hmm. what would you say to them in order to, they don't want to take returns. What steps could they take to protect themselves if they want to take, if they decided to take returns? Because I think everybody should try it no matter what. I like what you said at the beginning, Patty, when you said that you can always try on a few of your listings. You don't have to do all of them.
And all of them. Yeah, you can dip your toes a little bit at a time. But one thing that, for example, with clothing sellers, they always complain that if they take returns, they feel like the buyer borrowed the item, used it, wore it, and then returned it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, you know, that might be an issue, but there's things that you can go ahead and do. You can go ahead and tag the item, just like they do in the big department stores. They put those big, huge red tags on the outside, very visible, you know, where they cannot go ahead and hide it or tuck it in, that says do not remove in order to return. You can put that in your return policy, that if that tag is removed, then you will not be able to take the return. Okay, you know, there's different things that you could go ahead and say that there is a restocking fee. eBay allows you to do that. You know, they let you go ahead and do something like that. You could go ahead and take pictures in your listings of like 300,000 angles. eBay allows you to go ahead and have 12 pictures. Okay, use them. You know, use the 12 pictures to show every single angle of your item. So then, you know, there is no way that somebody can go ahead and say, oh, well, there was a little spot on the left side, on the upper right corner. No, because you have the pictures there and you could see, you know, the item. So you will be protected from false claims. And, you know, it, the best thing to do is just do not hassle with it. Just take the return. Just think of how much energy you're spending getting upset or refusing to take a return or fighting with this person that might not come back to the site and buy anymore because he's had a bad experience. Okay? Just think about it. You're going to go ahead and get that item back and you're going to be able to sell it again. The universe will reward you. I assure you of this. It's like 100% sure that
right.
this will happen.
Patty, okay. How long have you been selling on eBay, and were you always taking returns?
I've been selling on eBay for 19 years, and I have always taken returns. I'm taking returns since I met Griff in 2002.
Yay!
You did it, Griff.
Okay, so since another 2002. One.
So, what I end up telling people who start to give me an argument about, I don't want to take returns because, I don't want to take returns, and I'm thinking, so let me get this straight. If you get a buyer who's unhappy with something they bought from you, you're okay with them walking away from their experience with you as a business person being dissatisfied. You're okay with that. And most people will say, well, no. And I said, well, then why don't you make them happy? Well, I told them in a listing, no returns. And I said, yeah, but would you shop under those circumstances? Would you buy something online from someone you don't know if they're telling you, I'm not going to take a return, so you better be happy with this item? It's not a good way to do business.
You click the back button faster than you. I tell you something. I'm from Venezuela, and in Venezuela, a lot of people do not take the stores don't take returns. Okay, so when I first came to this country, and I saw that you could go ahead and return, I'm like, are you serious? Like, I can go ahead and buy a blouse and take it home and put it, on and. With my skirt that I thought it was the same color as the blouse, and if it doesn't match, I can take it back. I was like so thrilled. It was so happy. I'm like, here in the States, they allow returns? So why can't we allow returns to our customers? They are giving you their business. They're going on faith on you, okay? They're purchasing something from you. You don't know how they feel when they got that item and it didn't fit them right, it didn't drape right, or the purse was too small, they thought it was too, it was the right size and it's too small. Whatever the reason might be, just let it go. Let it go.
We're gonna stop right there and ask you one last question. Will we see you in Vegas this July at eBay Open?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Yay. We'll see you then.
Looking forward to it.
Patty Whitlock. This segment was sponsored by Bubble Fast. Coming up, open phones, 888 Radio 30. That's 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
Poorly packed items are one of the most common reasons that buyers leave negative feedback. But with shipping supplies from Bubble Fast, you'll soon be packing like a pro. Bubble Fast's Mark and Robin Levine have the answers to all your packing and shipping questions, and they've got everything you need to put their advice into practice. They've been serving e-commerce sellers just like you since 1999, and they personally use all of their own products. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. So start packing your items as professionally as you run the rest of your business with shipping supplies from Bubble Fast. Join Bubble Fast's Facebook group and subscribe to their Bubble Briefs newsletter. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's bubblefast.com.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Listen while you list.